Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Ephesians, the 6th chapter. The Holy Apostle writes, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Who can deny that the days are evil? The end of days is approaching, both in the church here and outside our walls. Society declines, evil and bad behavior are held up as good, people leave the church, perversities are celebrated, holy things are openly mocked, and the righteous don't quite know what to do, and have become rather passive observers of it all. But this is not a time to be paralyzed with fear. St. Paul strikes a martial note in the scriptures today. This is a time of war, which is a funny thing for a pastor to speak toward a congregation mostly of women today. But it's still for you. This is not a war which men fight against men. It's not nation against nation. It's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. That's a fearsome saying. Who's up to that kind of fight? Is it we who are born into warm homes and soft beds and lack little except more luxury? Are we up to a fight like this? Who asked for it anyway? Who expected this when they were baptized? Our fathers would not have been so surprised. They were not born into soft times as we have been. But what Paul says is nothing new. The night Jesus was betrayed, he told the disciples to take a sword with them, and they, "Oh, here's two." And he says, "Oh, okay. In Matthew 24, he told them that if they knew the time that the thief would break in and destroy the house, they would prepare themselves, be ready, and not be surprised. And that is the time now. Last Friday, Chaplain Mueller talked a little bit about the life between the dash. That is, the dash that is between your birth date and your death date. And our life in that dash is war. And it's a war fought by the most peaceful people on earth. That is, the Christians. Generally, peace is for those who are strong. They make their own peace. They are able to overcome the weaker and make things how they want them to be. But this is different. This is a war waged by the weak. Waged not against men, but against the devil himself. And the devil has terrible resources. And we can match nothing in his arsenal of darkness and power. And he doesn't fight fairly. He doesn't wage war openly. He uses guile and deceit. So temptation is very seldom laid against us very openly. But it's with clever and persuasive words that the devil presents idolatrous choices to us. And that's why the fall is often so easy. But our danger is great, so great, that outside of Jesus, we will fail. Satan's tools are as they always were. They are fear and lies. Lately, he's combined them into one. He doesn't even have to hide too much anymore. Lies about life and love and sexuality are put in your face every day. And often our reaction to those lies is not to speak the truth, but to be in fear of what others may say or do to us. We don't warn our brothers and sisters about their sin, but we're silent because we don't want to be mocked. Lord, have mercy on us. Grant us repentant hearts that we may speak with boldness and clarity, especially to those close to us. Because these are not easy days. And they'll never be easy again. And so that we may withstand in these evil days, St. Paul tells us that the Lord outfits us with his own strength. We are to stand firm, to stand against rulers, authorities, the cosmic powers of evil. St. Paul says we are given an armor, a whole armor of God. That is, that we are to put on Jesus Christ himself, that he is our truth and our righteousness. Like every soldier, we are issued a basic kit when we are baptized. Everything we need are found in those waters. Now, Paul uses the kit of a Roman soldier. It isn't very different from what our soldiers get today. A belt to strengthen the midsection to make it easy to carry a load. St. Paul says the belt is truth because that's where our strength comes from. And next is the breastplate, the righteousness of Christ, which protects our most vital area. It's difficult to wound one who is covered by body armor or a breastplate. Next are the sandals that enable the soldier to travel a long distance and not grow weary. For with the feet, the gospel is carried out into the world. As St. Paul says of his preachers, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Paul then goes on to the weapons that we are issued, the shield of faith, which bears the insignia, the holy cross of God's rule. This quenches the fiery darts, the temptations, the perverse desires of the evil one. And the helmet of salvation guards our heads so that our minds can rest on things above. Our senses can remain intact in this crazy world, and the wisdom of the Lord is retained. And lastly, into our hand is put the sword, which is the word of God, the very sword that proceeds out of the mouth of Jesus in the book of Revelation. All these things are Christ's own. He dispenses them as fruits of his holy cross. It is his passion which purchases them for us. It is his resurrection which enlivens us. He is the truth which girds up our loins so that we have strength in his name. He is our righteousness who kept the law and suffered and died in our place. It is by his stripes that you are healed. By his blood you are made righteous. His gospel prepares us to walk in a world filled with wickedness, that we can walk without fear, though we will be despised or scorned or persecuted. The Spirit bestows faith upon us by which the temptations and the evil, the wiles of the devil are deflected and fall to the floor. Jesus is your salvation, your inheritance, your freedom from hell and all its terrors. Christ's living voice is the sword in our hand by which we deflect the blows of the devil and press home the victory over everything false. Christ is ours, and we are Christ's. He bathes us, he feeds us, he comforts us, he sustains us. In a civilized society, women, children, and the aged are not sent to the front line. Anybody who does something like that is desperate. The church is not desperate, nor is she despairing. For Christ has given her his armor and strength, and he gives to young and to old, to weak and infirm, to women and men and children, and yes, even infants, his gifts. He teaches her all about the devil's wiles. No army has ever been composed of people like you. And that is why we pray, beat down Satan under our feet. And again we pray, deliver us from the evil one. And the Lord answers those prayers with a yes and an amen in Christ our Lord. For he desires us to stand. In the end, that is all we do, is stand. Stand in the fray and glorify his holy name. For Christ has given us his victory by his death and his resurrection, and he has brought us into his peace by washing our sins away, and we are free to serve God without fear, holy and righteous in his sight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.